Next item was change of zone, number 1642, Georgetown Auto Sales Incorporated.
Well, Mr. Chairman, since Jim Stickles has sat here all night, I think we should defer action on this.
Second that.
That sounds like a motion. Withdraw your motion then.
Oh, yeah, better withdraw it.
If you found out who his brother was, you might want to turn it down.
Well, you're quite right. I was wondering why George Miles and Burrow was representing this project.
No.
That's right.
A lot of that going around tonight.
All joking aside, Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval of change of zone 1642 for Georgetown Auto Sales, Inc. for a change in zone from AR1 to CR1 based upon the record made at the public hearing and for the following reasons. The project is located within a developing area according to the county comprehensive land use plan. The use will not have an adverse impact on the neighboring properties or community. The site is in an area that contains C1 zone properties, and it's adjacent to the boundary of the town of Georgetown. A change in zone to CR1 is consistent with the surrounding zoning and uses. The change in zone is appropriate for the site given its proximity to the town of Georgetown, and that's 330-foot frontage on U.S. Route 113. The applicant will meet or exceed all DLDOT requirements, and the CR1 zoning is appropriate since the county zoning code states that the purpose of such zoning is to provide for a wide variety of commercial and service activities generally serving a wide area, and that such uses should be located along existing major thoroughfares where a general mixture of commercial and service activity now exists. In this case, the project is along U.S. Route 113 and falls within the stated purposes of the CR1 district. That's my motion.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to recommend approval of change of zone 1681. I'm sorry, to recommend change of zone 1642, Georgetown Auto Sales Incorporated, for the reasons stated. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?